Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been and will continue talking about hearing God's voice for ourselves, objectively, and being able to test it and have the confidence that we know what to do with it. God does not want us ignorant about how to know Him. He doesn't want us guessing about who He is or His plans and purposes for our lives. That's one thing to be taught that and to know that and believe it. It's another thing to act on it and to give God the opportunity to make Himself real to us. When we consider what we believe in Him or about Him, there are things that he needs to change in our beliefs, our expectations of what His involvement in our lives is, and our expectations of our involvement in His purposes. So it's all about process. Are you trying to help God do things? Or are you in Him doing things? Are you trying to figure out God? Are you trying to learn about Him? Or are you just letting the relationship develop by spending time with Him? Part of our goal here has been to find ways of making the stumbling blocks that we all face be manageable and overcome them in practical ways. So I just encourage you, God is practical. He does not want us guessing or trying to figure things out. He does not want us ignorant of His ways. He does not want us ignorant of His voice, how He does things, how much He loves us. But that ignorance does not come from teaching. It comes from God. You can know everything about Him, how He does things. You can know everything about scriptures, about how the Spirit works, about spiritual gifts, and be able to read everything in all the different original languages. You can know what everyone else believes. But what matters is, do you know Him? When He calls you, do you recognize His voice? When was the last time He called you? When was the last time He called you by name? So, Lord, we just put that out there for all those who have that desire. Quicken that desire, quicken that ability to hear You call their name. Make Yourself personal and real to all of us, Lord. We give you permission to do whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do, because we know it's what's best for us. It's in you that we find that peace and rest and joy and excitement and fulfillment and contentment. Not doing your will or fulfilling your purposes, but being in you and with you. And Lord, these things are only understood by experience. So Lord, we ask for experience. And Lord, since you're bringing these things up, I just want to encourage all who are listening that he does not tease us. If you want to know him more, if you want to hear him call your name, just acknowledge, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know that you know my name. He does not tease us. If that is a desire you have, acknowledge it. And then keep your ears open, your heart open. Set aside time that he can make himself known to you and call you by name. So Lord, even with that, we come against all interference that tries to distract us from the simplicity of devotion to you, to our relationship. Lord, all things begin in you. Nothing exists, no challenge or even deception exists without your intent. And you put us in situations so we can pursue and learn and overcome and be healed. So we don't want to resist the situations that you put us in, Lord. We welcome opportunity, often as difficult as those things, opportunities can be, and stressful and mystifying, but we still know they are from you. So we turn to you, Lord, that it's not a matter of us figuring things out, but are we turning to you? So, Lord, when we are in the middle of controversy or misunderstanding or attacks of our enemies, we turn to you. We don't need a formula. We don't need to know how to face these things. Step one is always, Lord, what's going on? And we appreciate your faithfulness to take it from there. That when we don't know what to do next, you do. You reveal yourself to us. And it's not that you come and appear and reveal yourself. It's that you've always been there. You are the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end of everything that's going on in our lives. And it's all for our good. So, Lord, as you are teaching us how to recognize our enemies and how to overcome them, also, Lord, teach us how to go to you to have our wounds healed. Because the more time we spend with you, the more we recognize that the wounds that we are carrying, not just from ourselves, but from previous generations, and even our own thoughts and emotions and beliefs that we've created around lies, that there is so much work to be done within us, but that you are the only one who can do that work. And Lord, we put ourselves in your hands, we put ourselves before you, that you may change us, that you may do that healing, And yet we're also engaged with what you're doing, Lord. We are pursuing those things that you want us to pursue and resting in those things that you want us to rest in. So, Lord, that no eye has seen nor ear heard what you have waiting for us. Lord, we want to hold out for that. We want your best. Not just good, not just better. We want your best for us. So we're all on the same page, Lord. We want everything you want for us. And Lord, teach us about the path, the requirements, Lord, so that we can willingly, with eyes wide open, understand the price that we pay. When we're healed in those wounds, it changes us. When we believe different things, when we believe your truths, it changes relationships. But we're willing to pay that price. We're willing to do and suffer the consequences of knowing you. Because we know you're worth it. We thank you. So again, we've been talking about, again, objectively, some of the ways, some big ticket categories about how God speaks to us and how to understand and recognize what's being said. We started with how he speaks to us in general terms, and then very specific, and how he can give us real specific details, even answers to questions, things at work, how to solve problems, what time to maybe we should leave for work earlier because there's a traffic situation. He can get very detailed, and to not discount that. God is a God that is living in your now and is interested even in those little details. But he also speaks to us regarding direction in our lives. One of the main ways the Lord gets our attention to draw us to him is by putting us in positions where we need to make a decision or choice. Most of us have put such an emphasis on being in the center of God's divine will that we instead lose the peace and the rest that comes from letting him guide us as he chooses. Think about that. We think that, okay, if we know God, if we know his will for us, then we can be at the right place at the right time. And so then we should be putting all our effort into knowing his will for us. But that's not always, in fact, it's often not the way he reveals himself to us. And if that's what we're focused on, we will in fact miss his other ways of guiding us. And those other ways can be through him leading us through song, through emotion, through circumstance. But be assured that he is leading and guiding us. Now, later, we're going to go into some detail regarding divine guidance and what that means. And discerning and following his leading. But for now, when we're just talking about how he gets our attention, how he speaks to us, some of the things he says to us, it's helpful to remember that God's purpose for you, His goal, is not that we make the right choice. It's not that you do the right thing or make the right decision, but how did you get there? Did you depend on God to reveal what the right decision is? Or did you rely on your own understanding, guesswork, having someone else pray for you, how He's moved and revealed Himself in the past? God is a now God, and relation with Him is for now. So we don't want to be thinking in terms of absolutes. That if we are following Him, if we are knowing Him, everything will be a certain way. And of course, it'll be perfect. Again, we go back to the idea that if we know God's will and are in the center of His will, nothing bad will happen to us. Or there'll be a clear solution. Now, we've talked about He will have us ready. But that readiness doesn't necessarily mean nothing bad is happening. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Hard circumstances fall for all of us. Unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. It has not been restored yet. All of creation groans and travails. For what? For the manifestations, the making real, the reality of the sons of God, you and I. More information doesn't change things. More churches doesn't change things. So when we think about the will of God and trying to be in the center of it, instead of thinking of God's will as something different from Him, remember, everything is in Him. If you've been born again, re-spirited, you are in the will of God because you are in Him. When you think about how you relate to Him, over time, your expectations will change. And that part of that rest that will come will be based on Him making Himself more known and fewer demands made on you. Now, with that comes a greater clarity of the tasks that He has put on your plate. And those tasks, those projects, are not there as a test, as a way of catching you doing something, failing at something. But they are there to give Him opportunity to relate to you in a totally different way. For instance, say He starts giving you a hunger or a thirst for evangelism, or learning about the gifts of the Spirit, or starting a new business, or making friends with a neighbor. Those tasks stretch you beyond what you have control over. And as we allow, as we act on the direction he's given us, he accomplishes whatever needs to be accomplished. He heals us. He frees us. He empowers us. And in turn, we affect, we have an effect, we impact our friendships, our community, our work, our world. Not because we've set out to, but because we've been willing to act on whatever it is God is putting before us. His goal is not that we make the right choice, but that we depend on him. And whether it's to whether we get information from that, or peace, or still even remain questioning, it's, are we success in those situations is, are we trying to fix it ourselves, or are we allowing the chaos to continue until he finishes his task? As we spend time with him and our soul is brought into alignment with our spirit, we mature in rest. And we actually will find more and more that we will make decisions and choices and plans without even realizing it. Not until we find ourselves going in a different direction or having already made that decision will we even notice that we've made that decision. Because our eyes and our ears will be hearkening toward him and not on what we're thinking or deciding or feeling. Now, this is a long-term process. And each area of our lives, he very often has to go through this same process. We are a complex being here on this earth. And we just have to let him take whatever time is necessary. I will encourage you, though, that while you are dealing with the task at hand that he's given you, he's working on 999 other areas of your life that you don't need to know about. So we always have that phrase, you know, going around the same mountain over and over and over again. Don't worry about it. If that's the case, don't worry about that. Because while you're doing that, while you're busy going around that same mountain, he's taking advantage of that time. It's like you're distracted with going around the mountain. He's still healing you. He's still imparting life to you. He's still making changes in you and through you and through previous generations and preparing the next generation. So don't worry about it. Don't get distracted or down on anything, on yourself or on God or anyone in any of your circumstances, that you seem to keep going around the same mountain. That's not an issue. It's only an issue if you think that time is linear, that time is not your servant, time is your servant. Time is part of this world, and you've already overcome this world. So you don't have to worry about when you feel like you're wasting time. You're not, because God isn't. So there'll be times when you won't even realize that you've made a decision, and you will find yourself going in a new direction. Now, sometimes we have to make a decision, and we do so, and we don't know if it was the right one. Again, God is not all that caught up in whether we make the right decisions or not. If you find yourself going down the road and then you hear clearly from God, you know, that wasn't the direction I wanted you to take, or you jumped the gun, or turn back. No big deal. You're free to make a mistake. God's not holding it against you. Will this cause problems? Probably. Guess what? Life is full of problems. It's not an easy ride. Most people living on this earth don't have an easy ride. Some do, but most don't. Most people, most families have problems, make mistakes, have to redo things, try again. Most people have regrets, wish they had made different decisions. Big deal. That's not the issue. What are you doing now? Turn to Him with whatever decisions you've got right now. Lord, we just ask that you make it as easy as possible for us. We don't need it to be harder. And Lord, if there's an area in our lives that we're making it harder, put your finger on it. Relieve us of that. Whether there's a wound that needs to be healed or an enemy that needs to be overcome, we don't want to make it harder on ourselves, but we want to do things your way. We want to take and exploit every situation so that we get the most out of it, because we don't want to have to go through things over and over again if we can go on to the next thing. Lord, give us a new hunger and a new thirst for the things that are of you. And give us a turn, those things that we've almost been addicted to, that we've spent too much time and effort on. We just ask that you dry them up, that they would no longer be satisfying, that we would be even caught in saying, this is not something I want to spend time on anymore. Make it as easy on us as possible, Lord. You know how we're made. But, Lord, give us that hunger and a thirst for more of you. And, Lord, for those who need direction and guidance and want an answer, just ask right now. In fact, if that describes you, just right now, write down your question for the Lord. Whether it's about a direction, Lord, should I go this way or that way? And if you need it to be even simpler, pick one and say, Lord, do I go this way? Yes or no questions. I'm just going to stop and let you do that. So, Lord, right now, I just ask that you answer, give the answer to those questions. And just write down whatever he says right now. Lord, overwhelm any interference and just give your answer. One way or another, or yes or no. And that's it. Write it down. You're done. Now, go ahead and ask him about that later. It's fine to get confirmation, and we're going to talk about that next week. But don't think that he wants to make it hard for you. He wants to make it easier. Don't make it harder than he's made it. So we will be getting back together again, this time next week, and we'll start talking about one of the things he speaks to us are confirmations. But in the meantime, feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.